state of Texas has introduced a new law that actually goes into effect on September 1st. It will make it a felony to steal packages. Joining us right now is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
You bet, Paul. And I see Michigan is looking at doing kind of the same thing, intensifying the crime status of people who steal packages or mail or stuff off your front porch, making it potentially a felony there as well. That's what's happening here in Texas starting on September 1st. If you're caught stealing packages in Texas, they're going to bump it up. Right now, it's prosecuted as something like a Class C misdemeanor, not too serious at all, possible ticket that goes with that. But under this new law that takes effect on September 1st, if you steal from 0 to 10 packages, they rank it that way, fewer than 10 packages, you'll face the potential of state jail time. It's a state felony. Anywhere from 20 to 50, it's a second-degree felony. And if you steal more than 50 packages or pieces of mail or pretty much anything from someone's front porch, you're looking at a first-degree felony here in Texas.
I know this was really highlighted last Christmas when, you know, of course, for years people have been ordering things by mail, but it really kind of hit a pitch last Christmas. And there were all these videos, especially now that everybody's got those security cameras on their porch of these so-called porch pirates.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And you see that video all over the internet. YouTube is replete with little videos that were snatched from people's cameras on their front porches of people snatching packages. And it's not too difficult to find those. In Michigan specifically, I was trying to find some statistics. Mm-hmm. Between 2017 and 2018, there were 17,000 Amazon packages that were stolen across the state. That doesn't count the U.S. Postal Service. It doesn't count other delivery. That's strictly Amazon. That's why Amazon has been behind pushing legislation like this in Texas and in Michigan and elsewhere, because Amazon, Paul, faces potential financial loss from these thefts, too.
Well,
you order something from Amazon, it doesn't show up, or you think it doesn't show up, you call them and they, you know, if issue a refund or redeliver it, it might have been stolen.
Absolutely. And this also will help maybe curb identity theft because if somebody grabs something out of your mailbox, they can use that, and a lot of identity thieves are doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the other way that this crime status is upgraded. If this whatever it was you stole, the envelope or the piece of mail or package, contained identifying information about the recipient, you know, social security number or other identifying information, that steps up the crime status. Or if the victim was elderly. So, it's becoming a more serious thing because there will be no decrease in the number of people who order packages. It's going to go up every year. You know, unfortunately for the brick and mortar industry out there, more people are ordering stuff online.
This is also going to help local law enforcement, I would think, because isn't it a federal crime to steal mail? This will make it more of an enforceable thing at the state and local level.
Absolutely, yeah. This kind of moves it in that direction, at least, more along the lines of U.S. Postal Service delivery. This is starting to fall in line with that. And so, sure. The hope is that there's some deterrent effect. Here in Texas, for example, Fort Worth had a big drive this past Christmas and it was very well publicized that they were going to start putting some tracking devices in bait packages and put them on random porches, you know, with the homeowners' cooperation around the city. That way, if you walk up, you intend on stealing a package, you don't know whether that package might contain a Fort Worth police tracking device. So it was very well publicized. The deterrent effect is something that they're hoping takes hold here.
Yeah, it's going to take something like that for sure. Jim, thanks for the update, the information. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.